Right, we're on Ayin Dal Amud Aleph. We are one, two, three, four, five lines in the bottom. So we're still discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva about the Shomeres Yabam, whether the if there's one Yabam, two Yabamim, can they be made for it? Does that mean after Maimer? Does it mean not after Maimer? Is it, what's happening exactly? So the Gemara asked the following question: Ula Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Maimer LeBeisham, my Ein Kona El Lithchos Betzara Ma'iklam Heimar. So the Gemara had noted before, and by the way, this Rabbi Elazar is different Rabbi Elazar, not a Rabbi Elazar from our Mishnah. Basically, we had noted before that I understand according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds Ein Zika, and Yeshua holds Yesh Zika. But according to Rabbi Elazar, what's he going to do? Yesh Zika Ein Breira, right? You can say there's the Zika matters a lot, right? Make sure like you're married, sort of, but there's no Breira. So how could he have two? So the Gemara had said, Rabbi Ami had answered, the case was that someone did Mimer. If the guy did Mimer, so now there's no Breira issue because we decided who's choosing her. And Rabbi Eliezer, right, who holds like Beis Shammai, that says that Mimer is Kona Kinyan Gamur. And so again, so that resolves the Breira problem, right? Because he made, because if it's Kinyan Gamur, it's like they're married. And then I understand, that's why he can be made for it, because he's basically married there. So the question though becomes, that's according to Beis Shammai. That if you assume that Pshat and Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara is asking, well, Rabbi Elazar, right? This is who has a different approach. The Amar Maimer LeBeis Shammai Ein Kona. It's not Kinyan Gamur. And if it's not a Kinyan Gamur, so then I still have a problem because we sell two Yavams. How do we know which one has the ability to do the Hafara? Right? So Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Maimer LeBeis Shammai Ein Kona Ela Litchos Bitzara Ma'it LeMeimar. So what is this case of Litchos Bitzara? So take a look at the Mefarish. There's like a whole page of notes on this in the article, but the Mefarsh gives a pretty concise explanation. You're like four or five lines up in the medium size, four or five lines from the bottom of the medium size lines. So what's the case? Hayu beis nashim lazeh shemes. So let's say Reuven dies and he had two wives. Vishtein zikugos liyavim. Both of them now have a zika to Shimon, right? Because now that Reuven passed away, they both have a zika to Shimon. V'efshal liyavim shlishtehem. Because Shimon can't do even with both of them. Why? Because he's only allowed to build one house for his brother, not two. So he can only marry one of the two women. So ubaha milsa kasavi beshamai de mimer kone. And beshamai says, what's it mean that mimer is kone? If he does mimer with one of them, what happens? The kishaosa bezu mimer docha letzaru matir lashuk. So beshamai says that if I do Mimer with woman number one, so woman number two can now go and marry whoever she wants, meaning, mind you, without any chalitza. Right? That woman number two hasn't had yibam or chalitza, and nevertheless, once Mimer is done with woman number one, woman number two is muteris l'shuk. She's allowed to marry anyone. Aval adain zu zikuka la'achiv, the matzi asula aleha. So let's say Shimon has another brother, right? So Levi, right? So the woman with who didn't have Mimer is Muteris L'shuk. The woman who had Mimer, though, she's still, if Levi would come in and have Bia with her, for example, she would go to Levi, right? So according to this approach to Beis Shammai, yes, it's true that Mimer is Kona in order to let woman two go free, but it's not a kid in Gamor, right? And therefore, now Ma'ikel Meimar. It continues to be fresh. Akasi Dibailacha, my time in the Amr Rabbi Lazar, I feel the Shnaim Yafir. Meaning now I'm stuck. Because now you said, no problem, they did a mimer. I don't care they did a mimer. I still have, a problem that how can you say he can do Afara, the other brother could swoop in and be Kona the woman for himself. So he doesn't have this connection to her that's so strong that she'll allow the Afara. What do you do then? Okay. So it's the Gemara Hachamai Askinan, you're going to Amar Bidin Vizchayiv La Mizonos. So what's the case? The case is they were owned bidin, and now he was told he has to pay for her mazonos. So the take a look at the Mefarish. What's the case? You go in Sha'amu Bedin Misha Asa Ba Mimer. What happened? They did Mimer, right? And now Shazu Tabaso Bedin. He did Mimer, he hasn't done Yibum yet. So she comes to Bezdin and says, well, I have no parnasa, and I have no way to get any money. My so-called Yavam did Mimer with me, but he never did Yibum. So now I'm stuck. I can't support myself. V'chayvuhu Bezdin linasela. And Bezdin says, okay, you have to marry her now. Right? They said to him he's required. Ubarach. Right? And then he runs away. This the chay of love b'mazonoseha u'bafaras nidareha. Means so Rav Pinchas says in that case what happens? She is the din is that he's chayv to pay for her, and they can actually take his money to provide for her mazonos. And Rav Pinchas says, okay, once that's happening, then now he's financing her, etc. So that embezzling has passed, and that he has to. So now, if she takes the neder, who is responsible? The answer is that he's responsible. Fine. So even if you go like the other Peshat and Beis Shammai, they did Mimer, so it's a Kinyan Gamur. And that's why Rav Elazar says, even in the case of two Yavams, I can still have a case where he's made fair because he did Mimer. Or according to Beis Shammai, according to Rav Elazar's Peshat and Beis Shammai, the case is that he did Mimer, and then Bezin said, you have to pay for her, right? And so at that point also, now the kid is strong enough that he's required to be made for another. Fine. Okay, so now let's flip the page. I dial him a base. So Tanan. So now we're going to try and explain more. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Umaim isha shekana la'atzmo. This is something that Rabbi Eliezer himself says in the Mishnah. Umaim kana isha la'atzmo. Who ahare who made for nidareha? Rabbi Elazar said, if a man, and this is why he's arguing why it's true that even in the case of at least one yavam, even in two yavams, and certainly in one yavam, that this yavam can go ahead and be made for nidareha. Why? Because in the case where a man is kona just by himself, hare who made for nidareha, and he can go out and be made for the wife's nidareha. He made a kiddushin by himself, so he can be made for nidareha. Isha shehikni lo min hashamayim, and then she made for nidareha. Right, and he said it. So if the kinyan happens, without him, it just happens by itself. But just by itself, because it was destined mina shemayim. So certainly he should be allowed to be made for the darim. Ve'ibisha asa b'maimer. But if the case is that he, according to Rabbi Elazar now, that he wasn't mina shemayim, he did maimer now. He did something, right? So that's true. Kana la'atzmahu. He made a kinyan himself. Don't tell me this is, certainly now that he's koni min shamayim. What's koni min shamayim? He did something. So it's the Gemara, no, shakana la'atzmo ayadei shamayim. Okay, yeah, so it's both, right? It's a shidduch between Hashem and the guy that he made a kinyan to himself because it was set up min shamayim. The shidduch was made min shamayim and he followed through. Fine, okay. So now the Gemara says the following. Tivshot, let's use our Mishnah to answer a question. What was the question that came up? Did boy Rabbi asked the question, Mimer le Beis Shammai, Erisunosa, Onisunosa? What does Mimer do according to Beis Shammai? Right, we know, but Beis Shammai does, according to Beis Shammai, Mimer is very strong. It does something very significant. But what does it do? Does it make Erisun or does it make Nisun? And maybe we can find out from here. So from our case, Tivshot the Nisunosa, I can tell you that it makes Nisun. That doing Mimer is strong like doing Nisun. By the way, what's an obvious nafkamina? Can he do the hafar himself, or does she need the father, right? Whether it's nisuinosa or erisinosa. So the erisinosa, because if you want to tell me just this, erisinosa hatanan, we have a Mishnah which has the following: nairim urasa avia ubaila bifir nidareha. Right, the rule is that a nairim urasa, if she's just had erisin, the father and the husband are made for the darim together. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, maya fair. So fine. So usually done together. And what does our Mishnah seem to be telling us? According to Rabbi Elazar, at least, and even according to Rabbi Yoshua, right, that he can go ahead and do that far, it sounds like, himself. That's the implication of the Gemara. That since it sounds like he's doing it himself, so take a look at take a look. Now we drop all the way down the run to Tivshut de Bai Rabba. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 13 lines from the bottom in the run. first word in the line is Mishum Zika, and then it says Tipshut Debai Rabba. See where I am? Right. Tipshut Debai Rabba. So let's answer the question that Rabba asked. The Rabbi Ami, he asked the question, Rabbi Ami, to Ukma Bish Asaba Mimer. Again, Rabbi Ami said, what was the case? The case was they did Mimer. So Tipshut Debai Rabba, Rabba Erisin Ose, Ubai Misir Lechuppa. Meaning, let's answer the question, meaning that if you said that it's that's Ashba Meiser, again, let's find out, was it considered like Erisin, right? And then he still needs to bring it to the Chuppah. And without that, he can't, he's not Kona, and not Kona Yorshim, et cetera, things like that. Onisuunosa, Dimba Alea, below Chuppah. Kani lali yorsha. If they have tashas without chuppah, he still can be yorishar. The tamala. Again, if he's the tamala means if he's a kohen, can he be matame to her when she passes away? So tipshu mi Rabbi Elazar the nisuin osa. We can see from the sheet of Rabbi Elazar that it does nisuin. Why? Taha am Rabbi Elazar yafer, right? Right? Again, the assumption is that Rabbi Elazar says, Yafir, what does he mean? He means by himself, right? There's no reason to assume that he means with the father. Fine. Okay. So go back to the Gemara. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ma Yafir? Yafir b'shutfus? No. Not so simple. What do you mean? Are you assuming that it means Yafir meant by himself? Who said it meant by himself? We all have farahs. We've been talking about until now. You know, it's an Ayin Mirasa. It comes back to the original questions we're asking when we start reading the Mishnah, right? What do each one of these phrases mean? So you assume it means by itself. Why? It could just as easily mean they did it together, right? It was Yafir B'Shufas. Okay. Tananam Yach, it hinders the Gemara. Tananam Yami Kerebi Yami. And we can see we have another Bryce that supports the approach of Rebi Yami. Again, that they did mimer as follows: Shomeres Yabam Bein Yabam Echad Bein Shnei Yavam Bein Rabbi Elazar Omer Yafir. Right. So if you have talking about the same case we have in our Mishnah. So you have a Shomeres Yabam. Whether there's one Yabam, whether there's two Yavamim, Rabbi Elazar says Yafir. He can go ahead. He can do the Hafar. Yeshua Omer LeEchad. Yeshua says if there's one, then he can do it. But if not, then no. Then if it's two, then he can't. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Echad Velo Shnayim. And Rabbi Akiva says neither. You can't do it even in one case of one. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Umayim Yisha She'ein Lo Chelek Ba Ad Shelo Tavo L'Rishuso Misha Basi Rishuso Nigmarilo Yisha She'yesh Lo Chelek Ad Shelo Tavo L'Rishuso Misha Basi Rishuso Ein Odin She'digmarilo. So Rabbi Elazar wanted making a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? So it's an isha she'ein lo chilek. What do you mean she'ein lo chilek? But what does that mean? Look at the mefarish. Isha she'yesh lo chilek. Yeah. So look at the misha basler shuso nigmarelo. When he comes to his rishus. Now nigmarelo meaning made for nidareya hu ve'aviya. Right. They can do it together. Isha she'yesh lo chilek ba. Ad shlo tavol rishuso shehiz zekukalo ad shlo asaba mimer right mishabas rishuso da asaba mimer eno din she tigamer lo the meifin nedareh. Meaning the point being that when she initially comes into his rishus, it's not she's not totally in his rishus, right? So let's read that again. Rabbi Elazar saying the following that she can do he can do afar. And how does he know? Is if it's an isha she ein lo chelik ba right ad shlo tavol rishuso mishabas rishuso nigmer lo. So like when he gets married to her initially, so he doesn't have rishus, and now once he does, she's able to because the father has the rishus presumably, right? And now when they get married, so he's able to right, to do something, right? So same thing, when it comes to the yavama, he has some rishus by her already, right? He has like some connection already, right? Or he's a chelik ba, right? And but she's not yet in his rishos. So when she comes to his rishos, suddenly he should be able to do something here. So the point being that, you know, when it comes to a woman, before he was married to her, he had no sheiches at all. Here he has a sheiches because he has a zika. Right? So there should be a reason to more reason to allow him to do the hafar. Okay, so. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva responds to him. You don't have a proof yet for anything yet. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, low. No, that's not true. Im Amre, Im Marta, Isha Shakanalo, Shakanhula Atmo. If you want to say it's true by a woman that he, again, has Eris in her kin or Nisun with, he made the kin himself. Shikashim Shain Lo Chelikba, Kach in the Chelikba. I mean, just like he doesn't have a Chelik in her yet, no one does either. No one else does. Torn be Isha Shahiknilam in a Shemaim. You're going to, that's the original case, right? But the case of Yibam is you have a, and again, it's sort of like equal footing. No one else has anything to do with her, and you have nothing to do with her. Fine, you're all equal, and then you're kona her by doing kiddushin. You have a special relationship. Fine, but here, tomb beisha shehiknu lo min hashemayim. In the case of Yibam, the kinyan happens min hashemayim. Shekashem sheyesh lo imah chelik kach yesh acher min chelik. But meaning it's not so unique. There could be multiple people with a zika. You don't necessarily have some unique relationship here. Fine. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua. Akiva, dvarecha b'shnei yavamin. So you should respond to him. Akiva, that's nice. That's a good taina when there's two yavamin. Because then you're right. Because then there's multiple people with the chilikba. Right? But ma'atameshev al yavamechad. But you can say in the case of yavamechad, you have one unique situation, unique relationship, which is caused by min hashamayim. So amalei, so he responds back. Amalei, klum chelaknu al yavamechad v'al shnei yavamin. Bein sha'asa ba'maimer, bein shlo asa ba'maimer, ukishar dvarim kenidar. So he responds as follows. Klum chalakna, take a look at the mefarish. Or just look at the mefarish before. Ma te meshav ayavim echad, meaning she'en atam modali, alav, ho ve'en lachem chelik ba, meaning in the case of yavim echad, you should be modded to me, he says. Right, because no one else has a shaykhus there. Karusa damya umeifila. So that should be mamash like a rusa. So he responds. Klum chalakni. Devade bein asaba mimer, bein lo asaba mimer. For sure, when he did mimer, he didn't do mimer. Eino chayiv skila habal kanar mirasa. Meaning, if he did mimer or not, and regardless, we mentioned this yesterday. If someone else comes in and has tashvish with her, they're not going to get skila for that. It's usher. Right, but they're not going to get skila for that, right? She's not like a Naira Murasa, so it's not like Kiddushin, right? Hilkach, eino mefer, lo shna yabam echad, ve lo shna shnei yabam, I don't care if it's one yabam and two yabamim, because lemaisa, that you don't really have exclusivity to her in that sense. Da'kol dino shave, de'ein chi of yoser, habal shemeres yabam echad, me habal shemeres shnei yabam. Meaning, it doesn't make a difference when it's, if he does mimer with one woman, right? So that's great, but it doesn't make a difference whether doesn't tell you anything, sorry. He does Yabam one or two, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, his act of mimer is not significant enough. It doesn't make her exclusive to him. Whether there's 100 Yabam or there's one Yabam. Nevertheless, even for the one, when you do the mimer, it doesn't have standing, it doesn't hold much water in terms of making them and having an exclusive relationship, and it's weaker than a situation of kiddushin, and that's why it's that. Don't ask me what about one versus two; it doesn't make a difference, right? And now continues the mefarish ukeshar dvarim kein nedarim, right? The kashem chedal inyan skila ein la din kenayim murasa kach ben nedarim ein a gemur liisha lahafer kenayim murasa v'ahachem mefarish kamen, right? So, I mean, his point being is that since that's true when it comes to skila, shar dvarim, same thing will be the halacha when it comes to nidar. So Rekiva answers, no, sorry, you don't have a tine against me by one, but for both, they're no good. Fine. And I have no reason to believe he could be mefer. Fine. And Belashan Azah, Amr ben Azai, Chaval Alecha ben Azai, Shaloshi Mashte as Rebbe Kiva. And from this statement of Rebbe Kiva, ben Azai said about himself, it's Chaval that you didn't do shimush by Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is so sharp. He's so smart. He really has such great answers. It's like, it's too bad. Ben Isaiah said that I specifically about this response, that wow, I wish I would have learned by Rabbi Akiva. I wish I would have spent time with him. Take a look at the Mefarash in the bottom. Shalosh Shimashash Rabbi Akiva, she yodea lenatzeach, kol kach, ulashiv tshuvos me'ulos. He has such a beautiful terutzim to people's kashas. So I should have learned by him. Okay, but none of this took us anywhere yet. So Gemara says, my tana to kavasa derbi ami. Right? Okay, that's a nice tosefta. But what did that tell me about the tani kavasa derbi ami? Like, what's happening here? So the Gemara answers, midikatani Bein sha'asa b'maimer, bein shelo asa b'maimer. Right? No, what's the answer? What he said was whether she did mimer or not. Right? So look at the Mefarish. How do I know that that's the case, that the machlokas is whether they did mimer or not? So mikatani Rabbi Akiva, omer klum chilaknu bein yavam, etc. bein sha'asa b'maimer. Meaning, mechlad deshamid lay the Rabbi Elazar, the amar de kisha'asa b'maimer, yafer, v'hachim v'harle Rabbi Akiva hachi. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva's response is what? I don't care if he did mimer or not. If Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care if he did mimer or not, what's the implication? That the Rabbi Elazar is saying, the case was he did mimer. Right? And that's really what the machlokas, that's where this machlokas is really stemming from. So you see from this whole Tosefta here, that Rabbi Ami is correct. That this whole conversation, we said, what's this machlokas really about? And the answer is, the case was that he did mimer. How do you know? Because Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elazar. He says, I don't care if he did mimer. Well, who talked about mimer? Oh, answer is, must be Rabbi Elazar was talking about mimer. So you see, Rabbi Ami is correct that was what was happening. Okay? And Inami. Yeah, let's just try to finish up. Inami mi resha, tikatani mi shenichnesa l'reshuso, nigmarelo. Right, I mean, again, from the earlier on in there, we talked about what was the case, that when she comes into his reshus, nigmarelo is finished. There's a connection now. V'delo kaddish, my nigmarelo. If he didn't make kiddushin, then what's nigmarelo? Tipshe minei, kisha asa b'maimer. So you see the language therein, again, implies that there is a... that there was a mimer done, and that's how you know that Rabbi Ami, yes, Bryce, or Tosefta, seems to be a support for Rabbi Ami. Fine, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up next week.